News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
We begin with those attacks on and by Iran. The US Central Command saying they struck 80 sites within Iran. Iran saying they struck 85 sites across Bahrain and Kuwait. And both sides blaming the other for starting it. Borzu Daragahi is with us. He's an award-winning Middle Eastern correspondent. Borzu, this all began with what?
It began with the ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz in what Iran perceives as a violation of the 14-point Memorandum of Understanding, under which Iran would control the passage of the Strait of Hormuz during the 60-day period. There was 3 ships struck in a 24-hour period, and the U.S. responded with airstrikes, pretty significant ones based on video footage. And then it did something else. It removed what is called the Waiver X from the Memorandum of Understanding that allowed Iran to sell its oil in U.S. dollars unsanctioned. And then you have this response by Iran. We don't know the extent of the damage or if there's any damage in the airstrikes by Iran.
Although there was a clear fear created by the airstrikes, Bahrain warning people to shelter in place if possible.
Yeah, absolutely, because Iran has vowed to respond at this point disproportionately to any U.S. attack. They've said that they will respond with any U.S. attack with a one that is 1.5 times in magnitude.
Whatever about the impact of the military strikes on Iran, one assumes that the re-sanctioning of their oil sales will cause a problem.
Oh, this is bad for the world economy, I would say, more than anything, because a lot of the oil that the Iranians produce is already out to sea. Over the last few weeks, they've been rushing to get this oil out of the Strait of Hormuz and toward ports in Asia, specifically China, where they'll sell it no matter what, like either at a discount in renminbi or under no sanctions in dollars. So they'll sell that, and they feel they have this sort of confidence from those oil sales. And they also feel like they have this confidence from the millions that showed up for the funeral services and ceremonies for the supreme leader. And so they're ready, essentially, to go back into conflict. They've been talking about how they haven't inflicted enough damage on the U.S. yet, at least some factions in Tehran. And so this could be really bad. It could lead to another closure of the Strait of Hormuz and a spike in energy prices.
You would think that there is an actual appetite within the regime to return to conflict.
I know that there is among some factions in the regime. There are some people and some voices that have been saying that we have not hit the Americans hard enough. We have not hit the Israelis hard enough. And there's also an appetite in the U.S., frankly. There's been some factions who've been very critical of Trump, including some former supporters of Donald Trump, who've turned against him for not pursuing the war, not, quote, finishing the job, so to speak. So there's an appetite on both sides for a conflict.
And both sides have been saying that there have been breaches of the Memorandum of Understanding on which the existing ceasefire was based and on which the assumption was that further peace talks would be based. What does that say about the security and strength of that MOU, and what does it say about the peace talks continuing?
Well, the MOU, that Memorandum of Understanding, was signed hastily by the Trump administration. It was put together with really vague language. It's just a page and a half. And if people read it, you see how it could be subject to many different misinterpretations or counterinterpretations. And specifically, the first item in the Memorandum of Understanding refers to an end of cessation of hostilities in Lebanon. That still hasn't been met. There's also references to an end of threats, and Donald Trump continuously threatens Iran, and in some ways, the Revolutionary Guard in Iran is also threatening the U.S. So there has been no real changes put about by either country. They're just posturing, essentially, and really, at this point, a conflict that will hold the world economy hostage if it continues back to the intensity of where it was before.
Borzu, thanks very much for that analysis. Borzu Daragahi, their award-winning Middle Eastern correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.